When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to the Speaking Podcast. I am Bill Spadia, here with my co-hosts Jessica Gibson and Jay Black. Andy Scarpati is back with us. Good to see you, Andy.
Greetings, welcome.
Comedy Cabaret.
Yep, we're at the Comedy Cabaret Northeast.
And Pat O'Donnell.
Great to meet you, Pat. Thank you very much.
Legend, been on stage a long time.
Yeah, since 1986.
No kidding. Where'd you perform first?
Comedy Factory Outlet in Philadelphia. Yeah, did the open mics there. I actually met Mr. Scarpati there probably on my 18th night I was there, maybe. Something like that. And then I ended up performing in Wilmington.
Yeah.
And
doing it ever since. Yeah. I ask you that because I learned tonight. I've now known Jay. How long have I known you?
Years. Two years now. It's only been two, but it feels like a lot.
20 or 30.
It really does.
It's really dragging. Yeah. I got to tell you.
If friendship were a meal, I'd be cheese. I'd be like a hunk of cheese. Like, you get it done, and you're like, has this always been in my belly? Because it feels like it's always been in my belly.
Yeah.
I'm not a light salad. I'm not a watercress salad kind of guy.
After these decades that I've known you, I learned tonight that your first time on stage... Comedy Cabaret.
Right here. Yeah.
Neighbor's Bar.
Yeah.
Neighborhood Bar?
Neighbor's Bar.
Neighbor's Bar. Yeah.
And it was 2002, right?
2002, February of 2002.
Yeah.
I always remember it because I go, 9/11 happened, then I went on stage. I don't know if that's narcissistic of me, but it's like, for me, the big marker was February of 2002. Yeah. For everybody else. I always ask people, where were you? February of 2002. I think we can all remember. I was at Neighbor's Bar performing.
See, I had my face broken in 85. That's what spurred me.
You had your face broken?
Yeah, I had my face broken. So,
What happened?
Oh, well, this girl forgot to tell me she was engaged. It's a whole long story. You pull up and there's lights and you go, who's that? And she says, it's my boyfriend. He's 6'4". And you think about locking the door and then you don't. And actually, that would be the smart thing to do. That live coward, dead hero stuff pulls true. You know, because the guy opens up the door, knocks me out with one punch and I guess woke me up with the second one. I'm not sure. And there's a whole big and long story. Yeah, he came into the emergency room, you know, and I'm telling him I don't have an insurance. He goes, hey, my insurance will pay for it. Like, I thought he had a Salter's insurance. Hey, I'll stay. You know, I'm thinking about beating up with you guys this week. Yeah, you have some insurance for me. But, like, that you said it was a traumatic moment, and that was a traumatic moment for me.
Right.
I can remember thinking about going on stage and going up to Philadelphia, and I was cutting my grass in my backyard. I go, man, you never know what the heck's going to happen. You know, this thing came out from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So why not just take a shot? So that's how I would, you know.
And it's always like the people say, well, like, was it easy? No. Did you enjoy it? I did not. It was awful. It was painful.
How long did it last?
37 and a half hours, if I remember correctly. No, it was 5 minutes. But here's what I mean. It's wonderful, but it hurts. Mm. The only thing, I always say the difference between somebody who's a comic and not a comic is that for most people, the pain is more than the enjoyment. Comics are the only people in the world that enjoy it more than the pain. So it's like, if the pain was at a 7, the enjoyment was at an 8. And I said, I'll keep doing this till it stops hurting. And I'm thinking any time now.
It took 16 years.
Yeah, what was your motivation, though? Why did you decide you wanted to do stand-up comedy? What was going on in your mind? And then I'll share with you with my mind. I'm just curious... Why did you were a success? You were a teacher.
Right.
You had like a regular job. Was it a whim? Wanted to be a comic?
A or
is
it pension something? Even.
Yeah.
Well, how old were you?
Yeah, you gave a pension. State benefits.
I was 25.
So you started at 25.
Yeah, but my question is...
No, does that make sense? Yeah, that makes sense.
My question is, when you were younger, like when I was a young child, I thought about being a stand-up comic, but I didn't think I could do it when I saw the comedians go, how do they think that stuff up so fast? I can't do that. And then I just forgot about it.
So this is going to sound super cheesy. But I had always spent my entire life wanting to be a comic, right? So when I was younger, I'll tell you a quick story. I can't say it anymore, but the guy who inspired me was Bill Cosby, because Bill Cosby himself. And this is actually true.
I used to love him too.
I was
for the comedy.
Yeah, for the comedy. But here's the thing: right when that happened,
it was great for a while.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing a show in Delaware, And they called me up, like, there was a magazine that was doing an article about me coming in to do the show. So they called me up like 4 months ahead of time. They interviewed me. They're like, what got you into comedy? Blah, blah, blah. The day of, or the week of the show, I go online to look at the magazine article because I'm a narcissist. I want to see my name in the print.
Of course.
And I look at what got you into comedy. And this is my exact quote. I saw what Bill Cosby was doing, and I thought to myself, I want to do that too. In the intervening time, Bill Cosby had been outed as a, you know. So I actually, if you go look at that magazine, I commented. I was like, hi, I'm the comedian that's in this article. At the time, I didn't know he was.
Yeah.
So, but I had always wanted to do it, and I remember I used to like walk up and down in an empty stage in my high school pretending that everybody was there to see me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't until I met the woman who was going to be my wife that I said, holy shit, I want to impress her.
Yeah.
So that was the motivation, was impressing Christina. So it worked. You know, she's
and
married.
And you talked
to
her to keep in the day job.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I need health insurance.
So those state benefits are still going.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? If I had my face broken, I would be able to cover all of you guys. My wife's benefits are so good. Everybody have a
You're
face
broken
on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Pat? What got you into it?
What do you mean?
Stand-up comedy. Why did you decide to be a comedian?
I guess because Tommy McGivney was funny, maybe.
Sorry?
Maybe because Tommy McGivney was funny.
Who's he?
He was a kid that I went to school with, and I can remember walking down the street with a few of my friends. I may have been 9 or 10, and he was saying a bunch of things, and
really?
they were just laughing and laughing and laughing, and I can remember being on my driveway thinking, yeah, that's the way I want to be. I want to be funny like that.
Oh, good.
And so I kind of like... I always did impressions. My uncle had me. He taught me how to do impressions, and then.
What are some of your favorite impressions?
Well, at times I like to do Christopher Walken because he is such a unique character. Cowbell. All right. And yeah, I like to play with different voices. There's some voices that they.
I like the Jack Nicholson thing you do about. What is he at? He's at a playground.
He's
or a park?
Carnival. Hey, listen here, you little bastard. You stick your hand out that ride one more time, and I'm going to cut it the fuck off. Are we allowed to curse on here?
Yes. No, we can. Yes,
it's well, okay. It took us 10
all right.
Yeah. 10 minutes to get the eight. That's pretty
right.
Good.
But the thing about impressions is a certain. Only certain impressions appeal to audiences. I mean, they have to really become established.
What's the most requested one? Do they request after you start going?
Well, I'm talking about reactions that I've seen.
Audience reactions.
Audience reactions.
Yeah, it has to be an icon everybody's familiar with.
Yeah.
Mostly to get the big reaction.
Yeah, because do you watch, have you ever watched Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know Mike?
Love it.
Mike, okay. Bill,
can I tell you something? I'm not going to do it. Why? It doesn't sound fair. And you know me. I'm a fair guy. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to leave. You're going to make a call. And everything's going to be fine.
I think you should make him your agent.
Right? So you call people up. As
like
Mike the cleaner,
Mike's
maybe.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Andy. I'm going to need $10,000 for that gig. He's walking.
Right. Well, but there's, my point would be no jokes, really, you know, that I found to go with Mike the cleaner, whereas you can sometimes get a voice and you get there's the joke right there and they just fit in. And like I say, the audience also has to really identify with it.
Right.
That's the thing. And they, for some reason, certain ones, like Christopher Walken 20 years ago was not a big impression, but now he is.
Right.
For certain ones, because once one guy can do it, then everybody can do it. Because we just figure out what this guy's doing, and then and you copy it, basically.
Yeah, I only How fast can you come up with it?
With
you
the
practice? Like you,
with
you,
the impression? Yeah, it took, I watched a whole lot of YouTube clips of him.
Yeah, yeah.
The clip from, my father was a world champion liar.
that's from True Romance. True Romance.
Yeah.
The Sicilian speech.
Right. The Sicilian speech. And I would do it over and over again. And somehow, after a while, you get the sequence or the cadence.
Yeah.
Cadence.
Right.
You know?
I remember hearing Johnny Carson talk about that once on The Tonight Show years ago about doing impressions. And I remember how he explained it. He said certain people, like he was working on Reagan at the time, so this goes back. But he said it took him such a long time. He said he didn't stop. He kept working on it
yes.
until finally he got it.
And he met
So
Rich
I thought that was very interesting because I just assumed impressionists.
You work it out with the crowd, though?
No, I don't think so. I think you work it out in your head so you actually hear it just like you hear a note. Yeah. You know, that you can actually hear that yourself hitting the note or hitting the impression. You can feel like, I got it now.
When I first started in comedy, one of the first set of jokes I did was impressions, but I only did impressions of dead people. So I'd say, here's Ronald Reagan. And then I would go, brains. You know, like a zombie. And I would go through and I would do it like, here's Cotton Mather, everybody, Cotton Mather, brains, every time. And it failed miserably. I never got a single laugh.
Really?
People just
no one
laughed at that? No, nothing.
That's
just
funny. We laughed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's funny. You guys are comedy connoisseurs, so you understood the genius of that.
Plus, I have seen the Santa Clarita Diet, so
yeah,
I would get that.
Brains.
It's about zombies.
I never watched it long enough to get to that part of the
Oh, really? I've seen all two seasons.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Did you get disgusted by some of the eating of people? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was cartoonish enough that it didn't bother me.
Yeah,
I go, ooh, and then they have funny dialogue.
Yeah.
Honey, we can't kill people. We're realtors.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Bill's a realtor. Well, he was a realtor.
Yes. Yeah, was,
I think realtors can commit murder, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of all the,
name a famous
profession.
Serial, a realtor.
That's
murder.
Actually a good point.
I don't know. I can't name it.
But you know what? That person will sell you on that murder. Listen, I know you don't think you want to be murdered right now, but let's sit down and have a talk.
Yes. Why are we in this nice kitchen here?
Wait, hold on 1 second. You sold timeshares, which is worse than murder.
I sold timeshares for 3 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Of the two, if you sit somebody down and say...
Like when they... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I was making my joke.
When they, invite you... Just making a joke.
Yeah.
When they invite you into, come on vacation and stay for free and then just meet with us.
Yes.
So that's what you did.
I was the guy you met. You had to meet me for an hour and a half.
Wow. And you just had to sit for an hour
and a half.
I would
do it all, though. I would drive people back to their hotels to check out. I would carry their luggage. I did whatever.
Anything you could do to get the sale.
Get the sale.
Yeah.
So you were that character.
You did?
I can't remember it now. You watched the Goldbergs, right?
It was great.
Oh, yeah, I watched the Goldbergs.
They have a timeshare character.
Yes.
The guy keeps showing up.
It's
total interaction with people. It's the same thing. I mean, I think all, with sales, timeshare, comedy, all similar.
I've always said sales.
You're interacting with that guy in front of you.
Sales and comedy are the exact same thing, in the sense that you are showing the you want to convince the audience that the one thing you want more than anything else is the one thing you don't care about. Right, because if you're trying to sell somebody else something, you can't go, guys, I really need you to buy this.
Right.
You can't be
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Lemon in Glengarry Glen Ross. You have to be confident. When on stage,
that was good.
Everyone
was really
knows
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Shelley the Machine Levine, right? And he gets desperate. And the second he gets desperate, he's out. Right.
Always
the same thing on stage.
Always be closing.
If you're on stage, coffee is for closers. Every time you're on stage. By the way, speaking of Glengarry Glen Ross, Kevin Spacey, hard to watch that now.
Interesting.
It's the same. You watch and you're like, I love
isn't
that character.
Isn't that interesting how people like that have we watched, and once something like that happens,
you're out.
Part of you don't want to see them anymore.
Yeah, you want to just go away for a while, please. Yeah.
I'm going to be the opposite way because I haven't seen House of Cards yet, and I binge watch everything, so I'm not going to care.
It's pretty good.
Louis C.K.'s set leaked the other day, and I laughed hysterically.
He's funny.
It was very good bits.
It was people's opinion.
The school shooter joke.
I loved it.
It was clever.
I'm not familiar with it.
And it didn't seem that offensive. He was talking about kids and why are we paying attention to these kids? Okay, you survived the school shooting. That doesn't mean you should be talking before Congress and I to be listening to you.
He made a point. It made me giggle.
And here's another thing that drives me nuts about this instant reaction culture to comedy.
Right.
That's a first draft. He wasn't putting that out into the world. He showed up at Governor's unannounced and did a gig. If everyone now with YouTube culture, it's like maybe that's not the thought in its final form. Maybe I'm just working it out in my head. Don't I get a chance to have a second?
But see, with us being Big Brother now, you don't get that opportunity. Right. See, because we're always afraid of Big Brother. Well, we met him now, and he is us. You know, everybody has a phone, we're all taping each other.
Yeah, right,
we're telling on each other. What do we need the government to do for?
No privacy.
It's like this. It's the Mario Puzo's Godfather. We talked about the giant vagina story in The Godfather. The book, The Godfather. One of the characters, Cindy Mancini, has a comically large vagina that needs to be fixed by a plastic surgeon that she meets in Vegas.
Okay.
And the reason why she liked Sonny so much was he had the only wiener big enough to please her.
Ah, okay.
Now, Godfather the movie, they looked at that subplot and they were like, you know, this one should probably go, right? And now we have a clash.
A little bit.
Do we judge the Godfather movie on the book The Godfather? We do not. It was a first draft that Mario Puzo maybe didn't make a lot of good thoughts about it.
The movie, the conversation.
Well, you can't get everything.
Big wiener. But they. Why? Imagine if they had taken that left turn in the movie and they spent an hour in Las Vegas and they were like, my vagina is gigantic. I don't know what to do. You might be looking at that movie differently. So I'm just saying that Louis C.K., that was his giant vagina moment. That's all. Mm. Give him a break. Let him work out the
stuff. You don't know how that set's going to turn out.
Right. You're just up there riffing. Yeah. And it's.
He should know better, though.
What do you mean? That people are going to record it?
People are recording everything. I mean, you say at the beginning of every show, don't record it, but. In most places, I don't think they do.
But he opens with, I think the thesis statement in the entire set, which is, my life is over, what are you going to do to me? Right. Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to get any worse? It's not like he's out there, you know, hosting a television show. He's performing a guest set at Governor's.
He's telling us how he lost $35 million. He goes, you don't tell people you have $35 million, but you will tell people that you lost $35 million.
It was kind of gross, some of the jokes, but I think that they were in their first draft form, and that's what drives me nuts.
I wonder if something like that is going to pass. You know, like, let's face it, Bill Cosby thing is never going to but Louis C.K. still has some years left in him.
Right.
I wonder if 5 years from now, the time will come where people will go, hey, you know what? Okay, so he jerked off in front of people. Right. You know,
he's the gentleman masturbator. Right.
A gentleman masturbator.
Here's what I think. Do you mind if I do this?
By the way,
he would ask.
I
didn't know that.
It wasn't a whipping out situation, baby.
Oh, he asked. That's a whole different thing. How come I never heard that before?
Yes. Okay. You can throw that in there. Yes, it's true.
She's
still gentlemanlike.
Mine was always buried in my rider. So, like, if you would get to the part where it said, cup full of blue M&Ms, and also I am allowed to masturbate at any time.
So, what are you
doing? I'd be like, hey, it's in the contract.
Right, yeah.
It's hard to believe Jay was once an English teacher.
teaching students, kids. I mean, I couldn't get away with it there.
I was an elementary teacher.
Oh, wow.
Were you?
Yeah, there you go. So,
yeah.
No kidding.
Before I got in the comedy.
You were saying about Louis C.K. Here's what I would say, that I think in 5 years, he comes out with an HBO special that's very candid called Gentleman Masturbator or something like that,
oh,
where he addresses all of it.
And or Netflix.
He's sort of vague
on that, because you came up with that.
Well, it's a ripoff of the Gentleman Bandit from the 1970s, which was Father Pagano, who was accused of... they made a movie about it. It was called The Gentleman Bandit, a TV movie. And
that was a good one. I remember that.
Father Pagano. He was from Wilmington, Delaware, and he was accused of these robberies.
Mistaken identity.
The guy from Chester came out and said it was him and everything. And I can remember being at that Mass at St. Mary's, St. Pat's, and actually I went with who's now the governor of John Carney. I went with the Carney, so he was right next to me. And Father Pagano came by and he gave us the shake of peace, you know. And right after he passed us, I turned to J.C., the governor, and now John Carney, and I said, he got my watch, and he busted up. So that's the way we treat. But that is an off play of the gentleman, the gentleman bandit. But call him the gentleman masturbator. It just seemed to fit.
Hold on, my son's here.
There was a strange love. Keen, you're always invited to
come on.
Talk.
What's up, buddy?
These are random.
My son, Keen Black, is here.
I thought Tony was calling.
You thought someone was calling you?
Really? No, like all this strange sound.
This place could definitely be haunted. I think that's part of it.
As I said on the radio when I was filling in for Dominski and Doyle, we did a segment on ghosts, and it occurred to me, ghosts always hang out in the worst places.
Right.
So, like, what does that say about the afterlife? That, like, if you were, like, if a ghost was at Disney World, that would make sense to me. Because you're dead, you can go anywhere. Why would you go to a creepy house that no one's in?
Here, this would be a horror.
So, like, if I was a ghost, wouldn't you show up? You'd be trapped in here. Wouldn't the other ghosts go, like, hey, maybe not hang out in the abandoned kitchen? Maybe go, like, there's Great Adventures, like, 10 miles from here. Just go to Great Adventures.
We can do stuff that we didn't do alive.
That's right.
Because we were too busy looking on our phones.
That's true.
Keen with the satire on millennials.
Keen. There you go.
He's what?
Yeah. He's 11.
He's 11.
Yeah, he'd be a big 8-year-old.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's pretty big for his age, but yeah. He's 11.
See, I'm not good with age either, though.
Yeah, no, he's 36.
I never guess.
He's 6, but we've been giving him horse steroids.
He's one handsome kid.
29? What?
I thought he was going to say, like, 39.
No, did he guess?
I forget. Yeah, I'm 28.
28, there you go.
Oh, good job.
Got a job in the service?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Wow.
By the way, my wife will do that sometimes. Like, what do you think to kids? Like, how old do you think I am?
She does that?
I know that she does it because I get... No, at the end of the night when she comes up, can you believe they fuck? I'm like, don't ask. Don't ask if you don't want to know.
What were you hoping for in that question, Jessica?
Was I was... 25? I was like, will I get like a 23 or will I get like a 33 or 43? Like, you never
Could have set your whole night right off the trail.
Not me. I'm not that old yet.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, baby.
Like, why are you texting even though
that was pretty good.
Well, Chase that you're gonna
it's your mother.
Chase does it and it ruins
So I had to text you.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because
priorities.
Priorities.
Yeah. They'll ask him how old he is. He's like 36, and he'll say like, "Oh, I'm 64," and they'll be like, "That sounds about right." Yeah.
Well, my wife's teaches special ed, so the kids sometimes are not necessarily the most advanced when it comes to this sort of math. So that my wife teaches with her brother, and a lot of times they'll go, "Oh my God, you guys are related? Is he your son?"
Yeah.
And my wife, I'll be in the house, like,
but
and she'll be at school, and I'll get like that feeling, like you know, in a disaster movie when the dog can sense an earthquake's coming, the dog's like, something bad's happening. That's what it feels like. My wife got asked, you know, and I'm like, "Oh my God, I gotta prepare. I batten down the hatches, man, because bad stuff's coming." Women and age. Just stop, ladies. Stop. Yeah. You look fine for your age, whatever age you are, if you're listening.
You don't care.
That's why it's like, he could have told me
I'm going to get angry listening to this.
Don't worry, she never listens. We'll be fine.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
No, I saw a whole list thing a bunch of time. Like, she,
No, she listens
if
a lot.
If we mention her in the title, she may listen. I'm just saying.
It's 50-50.
Jessica, you're in charge of titles now.
This morning, right? My mother-in-law was like, "I listened to your podcast, and I finally made it to the end," and she got distracted and walked away. And I was like, which one?
Yes, which one? Oh my God! Which one? We don't know.
I have no idea.
What an endorsement!
She wanted to talk about it. She came up and talked to me about it.
Yeah.
And then trailed off and walked away.
Your dad knew about the podcast recording tonight.
I was hoping
he listens to the show.
Right. Yes. I was coming at 8:00 until I saw an email, and I was like, "Oh wait, we have the podcast recording today." And my dad was like, "Oh yeah, like you're recording at 7:00," and I was like. I was like, is this the type of situation where you tell people where you messed up or just like let them assume something?
Just
and
it's
way worse if you.
Yeah, because we're always
clarify.
Late. I build that into every show, every recording.
I just need to say this, Jessica. We need to take your. Is your mother in law, you said?
Yeah.
That's our pull quote for the podcast. Jessica's mother in law says, ... walks away. I think that would be like, people would be like, "I got to listen to this."
We need it on the podcast.
What an endorsement. Yeah.
That's good.
I was like, "Oh,
I think you're right." There you go.
The poster on the podcast.
Right, so.
Yeah.
Jessica's mother lost. Braves. ... Hashtag walks away.
So I think we're out of time. We got to get.
We got to go be funny on this.
Right?
Oh, wow.
This day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So Pat, how do people find you? You're on Twitter. You're on Instagram.
I am on Twitter. I have something else to plug though.
Plug away.
I have the it's called the St. Matthew Channel.
Okay.
The St. Matthew Channel on YouTube. If they put, they spell out the words S-A-I-N-T and Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-U. And it is for Delaware High School basketball. It originally was for the kids at St. Matt's. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I started taping the games myself. And I tried to be like my own little ESPN. I put up the game. Hello. I put up a game today. It was a horrible game. The games from last week, though, the other ones have been very good. And then I make highlights of the players as well.
And it's all
St. Matthew. Yeah.
St. Matthew's.
Spell it out. S. You'll see like a little newsboy with a hat. That's what it looks like. Little newsboy, little hat. Little boy with a hat. It's me when I was like 3 or something like that. I need 1,000 subscribers. I'm up to 472. So if anybody there can help me out, you like basketball, subscribe. The same.
I feel like my son will subscribe. He subscribes all the time because I get the list on. We share the feed. So every once in a while, I'll be like, "What is this?"
They pop into yours too.
Oh yeah, we have the same one. I can always look at his history. And I'm going to stop doing that when he turns 13.
So why don't we drop this? Why don't we drop this on Wednesday?
Not. Yeah, let's make it on Wednesday. Let's do it.
Right, and then because we have the Big Man's Bash coming up.
Perfect.
Bar A, Lake Como,
in Jersey. It's with the Big Man's Birthday Bash for CFC Loud and Clear and the Monmouth County SPCA. But it's Nick Clements.
That sounds
Clarence
great.
Clements' son.
Bard.
Has a band, and he does this every year. It's a seventh annual year that we've been hosting.
Oh, that's nice.
4 years in a row now. Yeah, it's great.
That's
great.
Awesome.
It sells out. It
I
snows every year.
Gum on so, the table.
Yeah. Team, well, so thank
next,
you for
next weekend
where we
it
are.
Will snow.
Yeah.
So it'll definitely snow.
It's and we also year. Have my website, patrickodonnellcomedy.com.
Love it.
What any information Good. Go to.
All Love right. it. And
two ends, two L's.
ComedyCabaret.com.
ComedyCabaret.com is good. Come out, laugh. It's,
Love it.
Go for it. By the way, I just want to mention something.
Yeah.
In February, we're going to be in Glassboro doing a Comedy Cabaret show with these fine people right here, okay, from 101. So.
Glassboro.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Where is that going to be? What's the?
That's at the Landmark Americana in Glassboro.
Landmark Americana yeah. in that's, Glassboro.
That's, Love, a, night, that's a nice night. Spot. It's a great room. And,
awesome.
It's really, I'm looking forward to that, being in South Jersey with you guys.
Should be a
awesome.
Lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
All
right. Follow Jessica at ChasingJessNut. And I'm at Bill Spady, and you find Jay just hanging around
at
the corner.
At BoringGhosts.net.
Outstanding.
Goodbye.
Is that really boring? We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinnie Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinnie Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most
about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills, and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.